How was it working with you?
I'm really cool, you know? I'm great to be with. It was fun to be with me. I would invite myself into my other trailer a lot, and I'd make out with me.
I watched myself over the years in the movies, getting progressively older and uglier. And so animation gave us the right to use the youthful Sandler, the body I had when I was a 19-year-old and I was built like a stallion.
The first drawing wasn't good. It actually was very painful. But then when I said, make me better looking, it was excellent.
The voice of Eleanor is my Aunt Sarah, who actually passed away recently. Aunt Sarah was much sweeter, but Eleanor's voice is high and goofy and annoying.
And you brought your family in.
Well, yeah, my mother and father. Oh, that was pathetic. My mother had to say one line. She had to say something like, thank you, or thanks, sweetie. It was horrendous. It was like 50 takes in a row. Thanks, sweetie. We're like, are you nuts? But you got it right. My father sounds nuts. He says, Davey, let your mother take a picture. We said, can you just say picture like you normally say? Take a picture. It sounds like he's from Russia.
Are you a holiday guy? Are you the opposite of Davey?
When they're happening, it's fun. I like being around the family. I like when kids are happy, giving presents. I like eating. I like getting presents. Especially if they involve, either money or like some sort of sex toy.
Speaking of sex toys, what's the strangest Hanukkah present you've ever got?
I think my mother, year after year, giving me blow-up dolls is odd.
That's a little different, yeah.
But now she explained to me that she wanted to be cool.
So she's more like a bunny than a mom.
Yeah, right on.
Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I am Ross Oakes.
And I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast where we discuss actors' critical successes.
Their peaks and valleys, if you will.
Yep.
Because peaks are high and valleys are low.
And today we're spinning the dreidel because we're talking about...
Eight Crazy Nights.
But before we get to that...
Because it's our holiday episode.
Yes.
You let them know we're taking a break from the big boy himself.
That's right.
Keep up with our holiday tradition of 1 year,
That's right.
All right, before we get to that.
You can listen to our The Night Before episode from last year.
It's a good episode.
I just want to give a quick update on The Rock.
Oh, Jesus, we're doing this again.
He's still out there. He's still doing stuff.
Oh, really? He hasn't stopped?
No, not at all. This was 2 hours ago.
2 hours. This is fresh.
Yep.
They just turned this rock over.
So it was a. It's a picture of him and Michael Sean Bailey. We'll get to him in a second.
I could get in on this.
So he writes on Instagram, "Afternoon tequila emoji, on set of Hobbs and Shaw with my brother and biz partner Michael Sean Bailey, the president of production for Walt Disney Studios. Sean and I made Jungle Cruise together with our partner in crime, Emily Blunt, a.k.a. Mary Poppins,
which will be released
in the summer of 2020.
Not Mary Poppins, Jungle Cruise, to be clear.
Oh, why does it say Mary Poppins will be... That's weird. He pushes himself. He execs and his production teams hard to achieve greatness. Love rolling up my sleeves and putting in the work with this guy. Afternoon tequila is reserved for the special circle. Hashtag Omerta. Hashtag
hardest workers in the room.
I was a little drunk shooting some scenes where I punch at Jason Statham in the face because of this meeting. And then he puts a little purple devil guy.
That's nice.
He loves tequila.
I mean, you love tequila too, don't you?
Never had it before. And then I also want to give the one he posted before that was more holiday themed.
Oh yeah.
It's him and this little girl here, and he says also on Instagram, best part of fame. I'm a father of three daughters, so this little Lucy just stole my cold black heart.
I didn't know
black
that.
Heart emoji. Right out of my chest. Her favorite movie is Moana, so we sang until her heart regular heart emoji, was content. Her reaction at the end when I kiss her cheek is priceless. She blushes, walks away, and passes out. Pretty much the scenario every time I kiss girls. Laughing, crying face, and then a emoji.
A shrug.
Yeah, a shrug, yeah. Thank you, little Lucy, for blessing me with your beautiful sweetness. I'm happy to sing with you any day. Stay strong, honey, and Merry Christmas. Hashtag wish granting day. Hashtag onset. Hashtag Hobbs and Shaw.
He's a good man.
We're gonna
play the video now.
Meeting Dwayne.
Thank you so much.
I don't want my voices.
That's not your voice? I didn't do your voice good? But speaking of voices, so she sings. Her favorite movie is Moana. Mm-hmm. And would you like to sing? Moana? Yeah, you want to sing a little bit? What can I say except
welcome?
But
the you're welcome, you're welcome.
And thank you! That was so good! Good job. Everyone's giving a silent golf clap. Okay. Thank you for coming out, honey.
Okay.
Stay strong. I know all the girls will react like that when I kiss them. And they walk away.
What a charming man.
So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To The Rock.
To everybody.
To everybody.
Happy holidays.
But especially The Rock.
Especially The Rock. He should be Santa.
Oh, that'd be great.
Why hasn't he played Santa?
I don't know.
Make it happen.
Well, I don't know how to contact him. I've tried so many times for this thing.
I have too. Well, I tried once, but
If
you have a way to contact Dwayne The Rock Johnson, please let us know.
Yes, please. Or do it for us. Jeremy, what have you been watching?
Oh, geez.
As of late?
You're talking recently.
Yeah.
That's what as of late means.
Since we've last talked, you know.
Since we last talked about Doom. Let's see. I haven't watched much. I've been trying to do some catch up on the year, but I watched Paddington 2. Finally. Have you seen... You weren't a fan of the first Paddington.
No.
You didn't like the nice bear. You have a cold, dead heart.
I just thought it was boring.
Paddington 2 is a beautiful movie. It will turn even the iciest heart into a molten lava cake of goodness.
Well, I think it's on something right now.
HBO.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
All right. Maybe it's beautiful. Maybe I will.
It's on so many top 10 lists. You gotta watch it.
Okay.
Speaking of things that made me cry, I watched Coco for the first time.
Mm.
Beautiful movie. Pixar back to their glory. I believe you watched Coco. You've seen Coco, right?
So many times. Yeah. Oh, I own it.
So did you say you're Coco for Coco?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good movie. I watched Eighth Grade, which came out this year. Bo Burnham directed it.
Mm-hmm.
His first adventure. I don't know. I just trying to think of the word. First adventure into filmmaking. It's a great movie. A great coming-of-age tale. You know, it's very relatable. Oh, I just burped. I'm sorry. An awkward teenager. You know, it's great. I watched Sorry to Bother You, which is fucking nuts.
So you're really catching up here.
I really am. Mm. Which is fucking nuts. Like, absolutely insane movie. You should watch it. I saw what is now the best animated movie of 2018, and that's Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm.
Which, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it yet, you're dead to me. You need to go see it right now.
Mm.
Turn this podcast off and go see it. It's incredible. The animation is, like, game-changing. Like, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before in an animated movie. It's fucking insane.
We watched an animated movie. This episode.
We did, yeah. It all ties together.
Kind of.
The animation isn't as game breaking in Eight Crazy Nights, but
we'll talk about it. I got some facts for you.
Got some facts? Alright, well, Into the Spider-Verse. Best animated movie of 2018. It's a great Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. Second best Spider-Man movie.
Mm.
It can't beat Spider-Man 2.
Did you watch the Kevin Smith Spider-Man video?
No.
On YouTube?
Did he cry about it?
No.
No.
It's just him going through all the Spider-Mans.
All the Spider-Mans? Yeah.
Yeah. And, Ghost. You should watch it. It's it's good.
All right. I watched The Mule, Clint Eastwood's newest film.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a skeleton now. It's his first movie that he starred in, like, like over eight years or something. He's so fucking old, man. It's a great movie though. It's very nice. It's a nice movie. There's some bad stuff in it, but he's an old man. You know, he's a drug mule based on a true story. And you should watch it. I watched something else. What else did I watch? I didn't log it in my Letterboxd. Oh.
Then you didn't watch it.
I kept the 2018 catch-up going. I watched The Rider. It's a little smaller movie that came out this year about a rodeo cowboy who gets his head injured and can't ride anymore. Spoilers, I guess. It's a good movie. It's nice. I think that's... And then I watched Eight Crazy Nights.
Ugh. They were crazy.
They were crazy. Very important thing, the new Men in Black trailer came out today, and that changed my life. But
oh, yeah. Well, I watched it without audio, and it seems okay.
You need to watch it with audio.
I was laying in bed. It was the first thing in the morning.
That's the first thing I did. I turned it up. I laid in bed, and I watched it with the audio. They play London Bridge by Fergie. It's great.
Oh, maybe I do need to listen to it with audio then.
What have you watched? You still watch movies, right?
I do, yeah. Yeah, not much of a TV guy these days.
I try to watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of TV this year that... Did you ever finish Barry?
Barry? No. HBO? No, I didn't.
One of the best shows of the year. Barry. So good.
Did we talk about Buster Scruggs?
Yeah, with Colin? Was here. Yeah, okay. That was amazing. It's a little kind of weirded out that you didn't like the Buster Scruggs segment, but...
I'm trying to figure... What was the last one we talked about? Did we talk about...
This is behind-the-scenes stuff here, folks.
Did we talk about Shin Godzilla?
No.
Did we talk about the Santa Claus?
Yeah, we talked about a Tim Allen movie, because he went to his house party.
Oh, we talked about the Cranks.
Yeah, we cranked it with the Cranks.
Okay.
Actually,
Must have done a Tim Allen double feature, because we watched the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
After that. What the fuck is going on?
Is that your neighbor?
I have no idea.
Is someone else home?
Home here? No. Yeah. No.
Folks, we're currently experiencing demons in the house. I think they might be Christmas demons.
All right. So we watched the Santa Claus.
No, talk through. You still like the Santa Claus?
I do. I'm liking it less and less every year, though.
I caught it on TV a couple years ago, and I was like,
Yeah,
clever movie title though.
Yeah, I think Christopher Columbus has something to do with it.
He probably produced it. He likes producing fun Christmas movies.
He does. Maybe he doesn't.
He directed Home Alone.
Oh, he did, which I got for $10 today. iTunes is having a holiday sale. Anyone who wants to get some movies for cheap, you should.
Can I buy Gremlins?
Yes,
that's a holiday.
$10.
Sweet. I already own all the diehards.
So then I watched Shin Godzilla.
I need to watch that. I'm so excited.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. The Godzilla in the beginning kind of looks... It's like, I don't know.
Because it's a man in a suit again.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a practical Godzilla.
It didn't look like a man in a suit. But
obviously they enhanced it with CGI, but
yeah,
because it's the first Toho. Toho is the company that has the rights and made all the older Godzilla movies. It's the first new Godzilla movie they've made since like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
just give you a little Godzilla update.
Shaun of the Dead,
amazing movie.
Hot Fuzz,
amazing movie.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't close out the Cornetto trilogy?
We didn't. We are going to though. I watched Rampage, catching up on our boy.
It's fun.
It was pretty bad. Good Will Hunting.
Better than Skyscraper.
No. Yes. Yes.
Monsters.
Yes, better than Skyscraper.
Who was your favorite monster?
There was George.
There's George.
There's the wolf, and then there was the sea.
The crocodile.
Yeah. Probably George.
I like the crocodile.
Yeah, crocodile was pretty cool. Good Will Hunting.
Never seen it. I know it's one of those movies where it's like, great movie, but...
Yeah.
I have like an apprehension towards like those movies like that, like Shawshank, where like, I know it's going to be a good movie, but it's like, it's one of those you constantly hear like, one of the best movies ever made.
So why don't you watch it?
I don't know. I'll watch them eventually.
It's all Ben Affleck and Matt Damon from Southie, you know?
No, from Boston.
Yeah.
Benny Affleck.
Well, Robin Williams won the Oscar for that role.
That's what he won the Oscar for.
Huh. So it's like Robin Williams is off the charts.
Didn't win it for Aladdin.
No, he didn't. Then I watched The American Meme on Netflix. It's about how Paris Hilton kind of invented the modern influencer culture that we have today.
She did.
And then, because she predates Kim Kardashian.
Oh, 100%.
Even. Yeah.
People hated her way before they hated Kim Kardashian.
And then finish it with
I used to watch her reality show.
The
one with, what's her name, Nicole Richie?
The Sweet Life? What was it called?
Something like that.
Lifestyles? No.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
They used to go and do poor people shit, you know?
Oh, the Switch Life.
Like, they'd go, like, be, like, fast food workers for a day, and they'd be like, ah, this sucks.
The Simple Life.
Yes, that's what it is. There you go.
Then Blockers.
What would you say before that? The last...
What?
You were saying the last. Was there a movie before Blockers?
No, this was like...
You watched Blockers.
Last one before Eight Crazy Nights was Blockers.
Blockers is so funny.
Blockers was great.
It's so funny.
Yeah, Blockers was great. That's on HBO if you want to watch Inferno? That.
Inferno?
Inferno.
Did you see Inferno?
What do you mean, what?
It's from Inferno.
What?
It's a joke from Blockers.
Oh.
And he's like...
Yes.
Trying to figure it out. He's like, Inferno? Did you see Inferno?
Yeah.
Inferno?
Blockers is great. And then, of course, Eight Crazy Nights.
Watch any Vines?
No.
All right, you'll get there. My birthday pick this next year is going to be Vines.
So, all right, Eight Crazy Nights.
So what made you decide to choose this movie for the holiday episode?
You chose it.
Yes, I just texted it to you randomly and we chose it.
Yep.
But
before we get to the movie...
Because we wanted to do something a little unorthodox. We could have done something boring like, you know... The Santa Claus or...
Well, yeah.
You're trying to keep it fun and interesting.
I had the Santa Claus in the can.
Yeah.
I also had Christmas with the Cranks if you wanted to do that.
It's tempting.
And, you know, I went to a holiday party at my...
At Tim Allen's
boy, house. Tim Allen's house.
Well, so I wouldn't want Tim Allen to be my boy, but...
I could... Well... Listen, we don't talk about any of that.
It does stuff, voice Woody, so... Does he voice... Which one does he voice? Buzz. He's Buzz.
He's Buzz, yes.
He's Buzz, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Only his boy would know that. And
okay.
Yeah, of course. I know, because he has a
Did you try to talk him out of Toy Story 4?
No.
No?
No, right. He wanted to do it.
All right.
He loves money.
Who amongst us does not love money?
Before we get to the movie, though, we want to do the same thing we did last year, and that's a little Yankee swap.
Oh, yeah. So this depresses me.
So I'll give this to you here.
Little prelude. Just so I don't seem like a selfish piece of shit, I bought him a gift, and they shipped it to me, but the post... I'm gonna call out the U.S. Postal Service. You can all eat my ass in hell.
I hate them so much.
I hate you guys so fucking much.
I went to deliver a package... I went to send a package one time.
Yeah?
And I didn't have tape. Oh. I figured I would just take it there. I had it in the box and everything. I was like, can you guys just put one piece of tape over this to send it out? And they said, well, no, but you can buy a roll of tape. And I go over, and the rolls of shipping tape or packing it, they're like $5 a roll.
Fucking Christ.
I just need one piece. Just one piece.
Fucking Christ. They couldn't just tape it for me.
They couldn't just tape it for me.
Yeah, my package was delivered today. It's at the post office. My name is on the package. They tell me I cannot pick up the package if I don't have the P.O. box key. They literally can't walk their lazy ass over there and grab the package with my name on it and give it to me. You can all burn in hell. I hope you lose your jobs.
Jesus. Well, okay. All right. Well, we don't really wish that upon people, but...
Son of a bitch.
Fine.
I hope you get lice.
Just know that you work for a horrible institution.
Horrible.
That's brainwashing you.
Awful.
And making Upsis. You worse.
Upsis. It sounds like a disease. Upsis. Fucking...
So, okay. Go ahead. Open your gift.
All right. Then I'll show you the picture of your gift, because I'm not sure when I'm going to see you next, because we're taking the rest of the year off.
That's right.
Which is 1 week, actually, so I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. All right, I'm opening the gift, as you can hear. Pulling. Oh, jeez. Are you taking me back in time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Look at that. He got me a Funko brand Back to the Future t-shirt, but it's in an old-style VHS case.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, pal.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Wow. might be out of time, but I'm not out of t-shirts.
You have a lot of t-shirts. That's why I figured you'd like it.
Oh, yeah. I do wear... I don't even know this. I like t-shirts.
Yeah. Do you have that one already?
No, I actually don't. All right. Thank you. I was actually looking at these at... was it Target? It was Target the other day.
Yeah.
Because Target rules. Mm. Target has everything. Mm. Thank you. I might even keep that as something to display. All right. I'm going to show you a picture of what I got you. Since the U.S. Postal Service fucked me.
I can't wait.
Got I'm you that.
Oh, it's a mug. And it says Starbucks Isla Nublar.
It's like
because it's the island from Jurassic Park. It has a little dinosaur in there.
It's like if you got a cup of a Starbucks, like if you went there and you got it from the gift shop.
I love it. That's just as good as seeing it in real life.
Yeah. I don't even need to give it to you. I'm just going to keep it and drink coffee from it.
All right. So now that we're done with Christmas, because that was more of a Christmas. I'm
putting the new t-shirt on.
Thing. You are?
No.
Okay.
I could put it on over this
one. Let's move to Hanukkah.
You want me to put it on?
Did you bring a dreidel?
You're ignoring my question. Put this in the corner with the wrapping paper.
Okay.
Where it goes every year. I'll make sure I wrap mine so we can.
So Hanukkah's over now.
He's trying to push back to the next topic, but I'm not going to let him.
Hanukkah ended.
we just exchanged Christmas gifts because we're hardcore Christians. Yeah.
Yep, that's why we celebrate Christmas. So
let's go on to the other guys.
Is
Hanukkah over?
Yeah, it ended Monday, I think.
Do you ever wish, like, this is legit, I'm not trying to joke, you ever wish that, like, you were raised Jewish just because how much more fun Hanukkah seems?
No.
You get to have 8 days of cool little presents. Whereas Christmas, it's all a build up to one day. Whereas Hanukkah, it's a whole week you get to celebrate.
No, we celebrate Christmas, but we're not religious. Like, I don't know if you are.
That's true, But I feel like...
Would we celebrate Hanukkah but not do the religious practices?
Yeah, well, no, a lot of people do.
We just do eight days of gifts?
Yeah. I feel like that's how... I feel like being raised Jewish...
You have all your gifts before all the Christian kids.
That's true. You get to rub it in their face. Like, guess you got a fucking Nintendo 3DS, bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're raised Jewish, like... there are, like, hardcore, like, Jewish people. Like, most of the time, it's more just, like, a background thing. Like, yeah, I'm Jewish. Like, you know, we celebrate Hanukkah. Whereas, like... If you're raised hardcore Christian, it's like, praise be Jesus.
Well, Santa's everywhere.
Get the devil out of you.
I guess. What do you mean?
Christmas
is a lot more prevalent in the movie sphere.
I don't know what point
and,
I'm trying. I just,
in the world.
I wish I could celebrate Hanukkah.
I read an article when I was researching this movie.
Yeah.
That Jewish people.
Yeah.
Need a better movie for Hanukkah than Eight Crazy Nights.
Oh, 100%.
They deserve a much better movie.
I don't think they have a good Hanukkah movie.
I know, right?
I have an idea for a Hanukkah action movie.
There's so many Christmas movies, though.
Yeah.
So this movie came out...
In 2003?
November 27th, 2002.
Ooh.
With a budget of $34 million. Opening weekend...
These are all truths.
$9 million. Do you want to guess how much it's made to date?
$10 million.
A little bit more than that.
$100 million.
Less than that.
$90 million.
Less than that.
$40 million.
Less than that.
$20 million.
23.
Didn't even make
million.
Its budget.
No.
I'm surprised with Adam. He was like in the prime. Like people loved Mr. Deeds.
Which is weird. Yeah. I mean, it was okay.
Did you watch this movie growing up?
No, this was the first time I watched it today.
This is the first time you've seen this.
Yeah.
I used to watch this time, like, literally on repeat as a child.
I'll give it to Adam Sandler. The fact that he can make a movie, it's still an Adam Sandler movie, but animated.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I still knew every word to this song, to the songs in this movie. From watching it so much as a kid.
Well, what was your favorite scene? What's your favorite scene in this movie?
I have to pick a scene that I like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need to clarify. I don't love this movie anymore. I loved it as a child. We're all stupid as kids. We're all very stupid.
I would probably give it... I'd probably give it a 3, which is like a halvesies for me.
I don't know about that.
It's a halvesies for me. It's not good or bad. Because I really... Well, you go first.
A lot of the more... problematic stuff would definitely take an entire star off of it for me.
Well, that's the negative stuff for me, but
I don't know what I read today. A little trivia before I say my favorite scene.
Sure.
A lot of the really dumb, like really stupid, out of place things, like the deer shitting their pants all over the place and stuff like that, was originally cut out of the movie, but the test audiences loved it so much that they kept all that stuff in there. So I wonder if there's a cut of this movie where it's not as like full of deer shitting themselves.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a cut of it somewhere. I think there might be an idea of it somewhere.
There's an idea where the deers don't shit themselves.
But I don't think they cut it out if people liked it.
My favorite scene. Well, I have to admit, I like most of the musical numbers.
This is Adam Sandler looks his best in this movie.
Because he's animated.
He looks great.
He's eternal. He's eternal in that form. The animation is really good in this, I'd say. For 2D animation.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2D animation is objectively the best.
Well, it's funny you say that. Because the animation is why I give it a halvesies, because the animation was so good.
It is good.
Many animation fans have noted the design style of the characters in Eight Crazy Nights is similar to the design style of the characters in Iron Giant.
Oh.
The majority of the animators that worked on this film were laid off from Warner Brothers Feature Animation and Fox Animation Studios, and were brought on to work on Eight Crazy Nights.
So they got the little Brad Bird magic going here.
Yes.
People who worked for Brad Bird.
Yes. And I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
This is something I picked up on. Something they came up with in Iron Giant was the flashlight thing.
Oh, really?
Remember when Hogarth is going through the forest and they did that in this when he's running from the cops.
Oh, yeah.
And the flashlight. So the way they do that is they paint, because this movie is traditionally animated. It's not even like 2D. It's like hand drawn.
Yeah.
So all the backgrounds are painted. So they paint like a dark version, and then they paint a light version, and then they can put them in the computer, and they're able to like draw where the flashlight is. But then every frame they move it a little bit, so it looks like they're moving the flashlight. That's but they cool. They put the dark version on top and the light one on bottom, and they like cut a circle out.
Were you waiting for a response?
Well, I was done talking.
Oh, you're done. It was a very abrupt.
I was just
ending.
Telling you how they did it.
I didn't hear the period at the end. You just kind of started staring at me. No, it is cool. It is cool. Animation's awesome.
So I don't doubt that they brought that over. Right. That thing from Iron Giant.
So my favorite scene, like I said, I really like the musical numbers in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the opening scene, the opening musical number is fun. You know, he's going through the town being a dick. Because Adam Sandler has a great voice.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't pick, I like all the musical numbers, you know?
Do you?
I think they're fun, you know?
You like all of them.
Well, there's probably some with some, my favorite is the music, when he sings, and he's singing in defense of Whitey. For the thing, because it has the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bum, bum, bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bitty, bitty, bum. That's my favorite scene.
Maybe we'll just go through the cast real quick and tell them who's in this.
Adam Sandler is three different people.
We have Adam Sandler. Who is he?
He is Davy Jones Stone. Mm-hmm. He is Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
He is Elidor.
Mm-hmm.
Whitey and Elidor, we're going to have to talk about them for sure.
We have Rob Schneider
as the narrator, and one problematic thing number one, the Asian waiter.
Yes. We have Jackie Sandler,
his wife, as his love interest,
mm-hmm.
woman whose name I cannot remember.
Austin Stout is the kid,
and then pretty much for the rest of the cast, just take any early Happy Madison movie and just copy and paste them over.
We have Kevin Nealon.
Alan Covert.
John Lovitz.
Oh, what a surprise. Surprise Steve Buscemi's not in here.
Yeah, I know, right? Tyra Banks is in there.
Oh, yeah, Carl Weathers plays the GNC guy.
Yep, we have Dylan Sprouse and Cole Sprouse.
Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's one of the cool casting bits that I noticed. You're going to get to it. I found out reading this cast list, Chris Farley had two brothers, and both of them do voices in this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that's basically everyone notable.
Yeah.
It says Jared Sandler, which I'm sure is his
son or his brother or uncle probably. Or dad.
Yeah.
But he does the voices for the two crazy, you know, the Whitey and Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Whitey?
Listen, this movie. So they are originally going to get rid of Whitey's voice too.
Oh yeah, I read that.
And they were going to voice, like, Adam Sandler just did like a it was like a temp track for his voice. But they just kept it in probably for budget reasons, maybe.
I read the test audience, they used that in the test screenings and test audiences loved it so much,
I guess.
You don't like Whitey's voice?
No, it's the worst.
One thing I remember is there's a commentary for this on the DVD, because I used to watch the movie all the time, mm-hmm. where it's Adam Sandler, the director, and then he has Whitey come in during the
commentary. Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome. That's so funny.
Maybe we'll do that for Christmas next year.
So my favorite parts of the movie were the mall and...
Good. That's a good song.
The ice rink. I don't remember any of the songs.
What's the small song? It's like,
I don't know.
Cry, Davy. You gotta cry, Davy.
The music stuff I put to the side. But I like the mall, the ice rink, and the flashlight stuff. Just because the background was animated so well. Like, I was paying more attention to the people animation. In the background.
Oh, yeah.
And the animation was really, really well done.
My second favorite scene is the end credits where Adam Sandler just sings the Hanukkah song.
Yeah, oh, that's a good song. That is a good part of the movie when the credits are rolling.
I love the Hanukkah song.
Oh, what's your worst part? What's your worst favorite things about this movie?
Well, I'm not a fan of the fact that Whitey has seizures, and that's a joke.
Yeah,
it rides the line between like I could see a world where it is like a crass like gag, but it's funny. But I don't know. There's something about it in this movie that, like, the more it happened,
I thought he was gonna die.
I do laugh when he's like, "All right, kids, nobody wants to watch an old man die."
And his sister,
oh, Jesus.
His seizures, they're prevalent in their family. Apparently,
yeah.
They go out of their they force seizures on each other.
Oh, they do
with the can of fake worms, and then like, they laugh about it.
This movie's demented. My least favorite scene. Oh my god!
Or just things you don't like about the movie.
Oh, things I don't like. Well, I'll go back to things I like. I like the running gag of the magical deer.
Okay.
Even though I don't like it when the deer has shit in his teeth. Wrote that in the I don't like that category.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when I don't know. There's so much stuff not to like about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of
but it's animated, so
Eleanor makes a lot of like. She makes a rape joke at one point I wasn't Does a fan she? Of, where she's like, "Did he bring you home so he can molest you?"
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did hear that.
It's like, I don't know. Just the whole movie minus the musical numbers.
Mm.
I can't think of a musical number I don't like. Because the musical numbers don't generally have a lot of the off-color jokes. They're just like... Like, that's a technical foul, you know?
Oh, my God. I wrote that one down because that is the worst.
That's a technical
foul. I hated it. I hated it so much.
That's part of... I literally know every word of these songs from when I was a kid. Bum, bum, beat. Oh, another thing I liked is the Jewish coach guy that just runs by, right? He's like, hey, 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 hey. Do you remember that?
What part was
it's
that?
It's near the end when, like, they're... Like, he happens twice. No, my favorite... Okay, I'm not... Okay, I thought of my favorite scene in this movie.
Okay, all right.
Is when the mayor tells the joke, and they just lose their shit, but it's purposefully overboard. Uh-huh. Like, Whitey climbs on the table, and he's like... And the kids start throwing up, and the one guy starts bashing.
Yeah.
That's funny, because that's classic, like... Then but at one point, like, this... I'm assuming he's a Jewish guy, because he's doing it in, like, a Jewish accent. He just starts running by going, kicking his leg, going, hey, 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 hey. He's just laughing so hard. And then it's like, Mom, I didn't think that was a very funny joke. It's like, they're just making the mayor feel better, honey.
Yeah.
This movie, it's a whirlwind of emotions for me.
Do you want to tell...
What don't you like about the
movie? Do you want to give the people a brief synopsis of this movie?
What don't you like about the movie, though?
Well, I don't like...
The entire movie?
I don't like Rob as the Asian guy. Yeah. I don't like... the voice acting's pretty dull.
Yeah.
It's like the... His wife plays the
she's a woman. Nothing character. She literally just exists to be like, a monument to his childhood that he has to chase down to become, like, and literally, like, at the end when they, like, literally the entirety of them getting back together is Eleanor going, like, now hold her hand.
You know what would be cool, though, if, well, I'll say it after the plot, but, like, just the voice acting in general is pretty not...
It's unremarkable.
Technical foul song, worst song I've ever heard in my life.
That's a technical foul.
And then the mall break-in scene where it's playing some kind of heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, it's hardcore. And he's music. Like, Jennifer! It's like,
that, was
that mall cheesy. That mall song, though, that's a good song.
Yeah. So, those are the things I don't like. Do you want to tell the people
synopsis.
What this movie's about? Yeah.
Rob Schneider's the narrator, so he takes us through this. So pretend I'm speaking in Rob Schneider's voice. We've got Davy Stone, played by Adam Sandler. He's a drunk asshole. Likes to break shit. He tries to fuck a car. He goes through the town. Everyone hates him because he has a troubled childhood where his parents died on the last night of Hanukkah or something. So he's about to go to jail. Then this little man named Whitey. He's a very oddly shaped man with one big foot, one little foot, and a hairy ass. Imagine the animator that day. It's like, what are you drawing today? I'm drawing Whitey's hairy ass.
I can only imagine, like, I'm sure someone accidentally drew a small foot and Adam Sandler walked by and was like, oh, this looks great.
Imagine, like,
draw them the rest of
Brad Bird keeps in touch with some of them. He's like, so what are you guys working on now? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. So then, you know, Whitey's like, let him do, I tried to do a Whitey, it didn't work. Let him be a coach with me for the youth basketball. He does it. Antics ensue. They go to the mall. You find out Whitey, he does everything. This emotional through line's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Where Whitey does everything for the town, like odd jobs, but they don't appreciate him because he's got a hairy ass. And like he wants to win. There's this award. I don't even remember what the award's called. Like, what's the town called? What town are they in?
I don't know.
Arlen, Texas, the King of the Hill. They want to win Arlen's like Person of the Year award, and Whitey wants to win really bad. So, and Davey's an asshole. He steals. His house gets burnt down because he makes a copy of a jockstrap after a basketball game. This movie's just as insane as it sounds. They go to the mall. Whitey loves the mall. Takes him to his trailer. It's burning. He moves in with him. Gets mad at him in an ice rink because he's got some emotional problems. Gets arrested again. Breaks into the mall. Cries. The banquet happens. He convinces the town to give Whitey the award. Bum bum bitty bitty bum bum. They give Whitey the award. The movie ends.
Okay, I just wanted a synopsis. I didn't want that.
I thought you wanted me to take plot. Me through the whole movie.
No, okay. So now I'll give you the professional.
That wasn't professional here. For you.
You know how we do it.
Oh, I know how you do.
We got tagline for this movie. It's naughty. It's nice. It's animated.
That's a good tagline. That's a good tagline.
Adam Sandler invites you to share some holiday cheer in the new no-holds-barred musical comedy Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights. Davy Stone, a 33-year-old party animal, finds himself in trouble with the law after his wild ways go too far.
Wow.
That's what you got.
It does happen. He drinks 4 scorpion bowls.
Now, I just read a couple of these Letterboxd user reviews.
Oh, Jesus
as you
Christ.
Were talking there. So, this one is... 1 star from Kyle Ferrandino.
Love that guy.
The only film about Hanukkah, and it barely has anything to do with it. That, and I'm pretty sure the person who directed this has a scat fetish.
There's a lot of shit in this movie. Like, literal shit. Let's try to recount the amount of times that there's shit in this movie after this review.
Okay. This is a 0.5 star from George Earhart. You know, sometimes I question whether or not a certain movie deserves to exist. Well, I don't think this plot should exist. This is a 3-star review.
It's a technical foul.
And it's a this is a 3-star rewatch review. I can't believe how many rolls you put in your purse. That one's by Caitlin.
There's some good jokes in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. This is a... I'm looking here. Oh, this is a 1-star review from Cobra Rocky.
Ooh.
Say a prayer for the Iron Giant animators who had to work on this. Yep, there you go.
So, let's try to think.
Mm-hmm.
When Eleanor has the Caesar, she shits herself.
Really?
You don't remember when she's having the seizure? It's like the first seizure when they do the jugular machine. It's like, pff, pff.
Oh, I didn't hear that. No. Oh man.
The he pushes Whitey into a porta potty. He yep. steps out covered in shit, and the deer lick. And he turns, then he freezes him into a shit popsicle. The deer lick him dry, and you see the shit in their God. Teeth.
Oh yes, yeah, yes, I do.
Oh, in the that. Beginning, he farts on the carolers. That can yep. count as shit. The deers are laughing so hard at the joke that they shit themselves.
Oh my God!
That's all I could think off the top of my head.
Adam Sandler, come on.
How mad would you be if someone pushed you over in a porta potty?
Oh my God.
That'd be grounds for murder.
It's the. Yeah. So this movie won an award.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It won a Razzie.
Oh, okay.
For the worst actor for Ooh. Adam Sandler.
Oh, right. He's got three roles to. Jesus Christ.
It won a Razzie in 2003 for the worst actor, Adam Sandler.
Do you think there's a world where this movie, like, you change enough things and it's a good Hanukkah movie?
Yes. Oh, so this is what I wanted to say. The to make his love interest a better character, why not have her have the letter somehow? And she's the one who has to give it to him, or, you know?
It could be.
Maybe like they connect over.
Maybe
something.
At that night when it happened, like they gave him the letter and he just threw it to the ground because he didn't want it and he just ran off and she picked it up. But she's been waiting all these years to give it to him. Like, you know, the night when he finds out that
yeah,
his parents
died.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I just didn't include that beginning part.
Well, I just made it better.
Okay.
I'm a better writer than you, obviously. So.
I thought about it in my head.
It's all right. You suck. But I don't know what that was.
What?
A technical foul.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Would you keep the Whitey character, just make him less obnoxious and shave his ass?
God, we don't actually see his ass, do we?
Yeah, you do in the locker room. You see his ass.
I must have not been looking.
You see the jockstrap go between. It literally looks like two, like, just hunks of white hair on his ass.
Oh.
You saw him shirtless, right?
Yeah.
He looks like
did.
A Yeti.
Yeah, I did. I thought he was wearing a t-shirt.
When he's like, they're skids, and he's like,
No, because I looked away, and I looked up, and he just had, like, a fuzzy
did
t-shirt.
Did you watch this? Oh, no, you didn't watch it with Elizabeth. I was going to say you didn't put her through this.
No, she didn't want to watch it.
I wonder why.
Do you want to do the top five?
You don't have anything else to say?
Not really.
What's your favorite musical number if you had to pick one?
I don't know.
I just remember the moth. It's Let It Out, Davey. That's how the song goes.
I don't know. I didn't really like the end and the end credits when he sings the Hanukkah song.
I just thought I had one of the songs in my head. I thought one of the songs was Blame Hanukkah, but then I realized I was singing it in the tune of Blame Canada from the South Park movie.
Mm.
It's not Blame Hanukkah. It's Blame Canada.
So, November... November 27th.
2002. Never forget.
Do you want me to give you 5 through 10? Or 6 through 10? Sorry.
No.
Okay.
2002. What movies came out in 2000? Spider-Man. Spider-Man there?
No.
Because that came out on Labor Day or something, so that wouldn't be there.
I'll give you 6 through 10.
The Two Towers.
No.
Fellowship of the Ring.
No.
Damn it.
We got Friday After Next.
Ooh, have you seen the Friday films?
No.
You gotta watch the first one at least. It's good.
I think it's on something right now.
You should watch it.
Solaris.
Ooh, the remake with George Clooney.
8 Mile.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's good. You should watch it.
It's got, what's his name? Skittles?
No, Skittles?
Sorry, that was a tactical foul.
The Ring.
Ooh, the Gore Verbinski. He directed that.
And Wes Craven Presents They. Yes.
Yeah, I knew that. All
right, so does that give you any hints?
All right, is it Lord of the Rings in the top five? Any of them?
No.
Spider-Man?
No.
Any of the X-Men's?
No.
All right, what's number five? Give me a hint.
Number five?
Yeah.
Takes place in winter.
Winter's Bone?
No. Takes place in winter.
Is it a Christmas movie?
No.
Wow.
But it is a religious holiday
movie. I'm starting to realize that I have a wall that, like, anything past, like, 2008, I have trouble with.
It's a religious holiday movie, though.
Ooh. God's Not Dead?
No.
That came out much later. You know those movies are getting ridiculous? I saw the trailer for one the other day, like a new one. It doesn't...
I've never seen any of them.
Well, I've never seen any of them because I'll never watch them, but it literally... The trailer said, like, coming... It was, like, coming next August. This fucking movie doesn't come out until next August. And it literally... It looked like a parody of those, like Christian movies where it's, like, someone gets in a car crash and is like, I can't get better. And it's like, Jesus. You know, it's like, I have a friend who can help you heal. His name is Jesus Christ. Anyways, I don't know. What's the fucking movie? The Bible? Did they adapt the Bible into a movie?
No, no, it's nothing Christianity like.
Is it Eight Crazy Nights?
That's right.
Oh my fucking god!
that's actually one of the first ones we've had that's not number one.
Yeah.
That week. Yep, came in at 9
if
million.
If any movie's gonna break that streak, it's Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad. We've covered two Adam Sandler movies so far, and
we didn't even reminisce.
And we've covered only shitty ones.
Oh my god.
I feel bad.
Maybe
we'll cover him down the line.
Number four is a Disney film.
The Fox and the Hound.
That came out in the 80s.
Okay.
It came in at 12 million.
Is it a 2D?
Yes. It's around the time of... Think of like Atlantis.
Oh, is it Treasure Planet?
Yes.
It is Treasure Planet.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Number three came in at 12 million point one.
Ooh.
And we talked about the first one today.
Men in Black?
No. This is another Christmas movie.
Santa Claus. This is the Santa Claus 2?
Yes.
Oh my god, they made that so fast.
Well, the Santa Claus was like in 90s.
Oh, yeah,
so it was. Took some
I had
time.
It on VHS.
And then there was Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
That's true. Then there's Fred Claus.
Is that 4?
I don't think so. I think it's just Vince Vaughn did it.
Number 2 came in at 31 million.
We already established that the Lord of the Rings movies are not here, right?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
This one is in the winter. Yes. It isn't a franchise.
Is it a franchise?
Very large franchise. Like, incredibly large. Very old franchise.
Huh?
From overseas.
From overseas? Oh, is it a Godzilla movie?
No.
From overseas?
I think several people have played this character.
James Bond?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, is it Die Another Day?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
And number one.
Whitey's going to kick you out of the house.
Number one with $32 million in the bank.
Not Eight Crazy
Warner Nights. Brothers picture. There's magic.
It's a Harry Potter. Is it maybe? Sorcerer's Stone?
No.
It's a Chamber of Secrets?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It fights the Basilisk.
Yeah, he does.
Would you fight the Basilisk?
Hell yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You're not man enough to fight the Basilisk.
Let's see here. Let's see what else we got for some trivia for this movie.
This movie, it doesn't generate much conversation.
Director Seth Kearsley
said
all the product placements were used without permission from their respective companies.
And that worked. Like,
I guess so, yeah.
That usually doesn't work out.
Davey is based on a picture of Adam Sandler when he was 19.
Well, that's generous.
Davey's parents are voiced by Adam Sandler's parents. This is his father's only film appearance. He died in 2003. His memory was dedicated in another Adam Sandler film, 50 First Dates.
See, that's a pretty good Adam Sandler movie. I like 50 First Dates.
The first PG-13 rated film to receive a Kids' Choice Award. Did you just touch my foot?
You trying to play foot? That's a technical foul.
Originally, Sony Pictures did not want to participate in the animation game with the expense and risks involved, but Columbia chief Amy Pascal greenlit this movie anyways on a personal pitch from Adam Sandler.
I think she also greenlit a Sausage Party down the line.
Oh, well, that's a good get. Yeah, that's a really good get. Adam Sandler's first full-length animated film has...
Until Hotel Transylvania.
Okay, yeah, sure, just say it. Just say it. You want
Until
me to...
Hotel Transylvania. I'm mad because I'm smarter than you.
Let's see here. Is there anything else good? This is the only film from Adam Sandler's production company, Happy Madison, to be animated traditionally.
Hanukkah. Trying to think of the words to the Hanukkah song.
Third animated film to receive a Razzie.
First one was Toy Story, right?
Doubtful.
Boom-tsh. It's a dumb joke because it's a great movie.
Oh, this film takes place in 1981 and 2001. So there you go.
What, 20 years apart?
Well, when he was a kid.
Oh. Yeah, 2001. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because he's like 30 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh no, actually that math doesn't add up.
Why?
Because they say he's like 32. But 20 years from 1981.
Yeah, so assuming he was 10, 11.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a technical foul on my part.
The only movie produced by Adam Sandler's Meatball Animation Studio.
That's the name of his dog, his bulldog, which Meatball? I would only assume is dead by now.
Yeah, probably. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He voiced four characters.
Oh, shit. Who else did he voice?
Sandler was uncredited for the voice of the smelly jockstrap man.
Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. Why are you eating that? Yeah. That was probably the meanest thing in this movie. When he's helping coach the game and he starts making fun of the fat
kid. Oh, my God.
That's so mean.
So harsh.
Although.
He just let it rip.
Okay. But then when... When he makes fun of him for having big breasts, because when you put on some weight, you get some boobs. I have some small boobs. And then when Whitey's like, don't worry, you have very nice breasts. Okay, that's kind of funny. Yeah. So I'm not, I don't want to make it seem like I hate Adam Sandler. I love plenty of Adam Sandler things.
Where do we stand on
this? If I could put comedy specials on my top 10 movies of the year, I would put his latest comedy special on my top 10 movies of the year.
Did you watch the Ellen DeGeneres?
Comedy special. Is it good?
Yes.
All right. Have you watched the Adam Sandler one?
She only drops one F-bomb.
Ooh. Have you watched the Adam Sandler one?
No. But there's a dog in it. It feels like it's Meatball.
He might be in one of the slideshows.
He brings it out on stage.
I don't think he brings a dog out on stage.
I swear to God. I've seen the Netflix preview. It autoplays for me.
Or maybe he did then. I don't know. I'll have to watch it again.
I would give, yeah, I'd give this movie 3 stars for a...
I am undecided.
Come see, come saw score.
Come see, come saw. I see, I see.
That's a French. That's French for okay.
Well, I see, I see is French for, or Spanish for okay. Okay. Muy bien, y tú?
Oui.
Mi gato es aburrido.
Je ne sais pas.
You're trying to seduce me?
It is the language of love.
That's a technical thought. Wait, that made me think of something. Do you ever seen Ratatouille?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It's a good movie. It's a technical thought.
Where does it rank for you? What are you going to give it?
I am undecided.
Really?
I would say it's hovering around the 1-1.5 range.
And what is your scale?
My scale is pretty loosey-goosey. Like, I might see a movie like I love and give it like 3.5, 4, but then I might see a movie that I love the same and give it 5. So it's just kind of like...
That makes no sense.
I'm pretty loosey-goosey with my stars, you know? Although if I give... Here's the thing. With most people, if they give a movie like 5 stars or 4.5, you should be like... You would be like, oh my God, they really liked it. With me, that's a more common occurrence. So with me, if you see me give a movie 1-1.5 stars, there's a good chance that movie fucking sucks. Because I'm pretty forgiving.
So you're saying you like this movie less than you did as a child?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Actually, watching it made me wish I could go back to how happy I was singing along to this song as a child. Because I remember the songs immediately clicked, and I was like, wow, I had a good time singing these songs.
You know, I thought the same way with Santa Claus. Because I watched it a bunch as a kid, and I loved it.
I understand. That's why.
And then I watched it now, and I'm like, this doesn't add up.
That's why a lot of times you shouldn't rewatch movies you loved as a kid.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I feel like you should go, and you should see what other people are saying about them. And if people are generally like, yeah, that's still a great movie, you'd be like, all right, let's get the nostalgia on. But if people are like...
You know what? I think you should watch it. Take a stand, rewatch it.
Yeah, I paid $4 to rent this fucking movie, so...
Are you serious?
How'd you watch it?
It was on something.
On Freeform?
Yeah.
See, I didn't do it because it said it was edited for content.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did I get a...
Maybe that's why you didn't see Whitey's ass.
Oh, man.
Did you even see deer shitting themselves?
I don't think I did.
Now like, the deers are laughing so hard, they're diarrhea.
No, I remember it in their teeth.
Well, one point after Demir tells the joke, it cuts to the deer and they're laughing so hard, they're literally shitting all over the place. Like, shit everywhere.
Huh. Maybe I didn't.
Did you see him fuck the car in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see that. Which I thought, okay, all right, we're getting into it.
I love you, car.
All right, is that all you got? Is that all you got? That's all I got.
Yeah. This whole episode's been a big technical foul.
This has been the Not New Happy Movie Holidays. Review. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas.
Happy anything you celebrate.
Follow us.
Your Scientologist praising you.
Twitter.com/notnewmovie.
Clean those boats.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
Clean those boats.
And remember.
Yeah, the Patreon. That'd be cool if you gave us money for the holidays.
It'd be cool if you gave us a little Christmas Hanukkah bonus.
Or else it's a technical foul.